WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning again, everyone. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here with us on our Tuesday edition of The Opening Bell, where we'll change our conversation this morning now to the business of the workplace and culture. Will Scott, Culture Czar, an author of The Culture Fix, Solving C-Suite Problems at the Ground Level, is back with us this morning. We have a couple of learning moments this week, Will. Good morning. Welcome into the program again.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me.
I say learning moments because the one involves the CEO of McDonald's who's out after having a consensual relationship with somebody at work. The other involves the suburban wild Buffalo Wild Wings where there is a racial incident. I want to begin with the McDonald's things first. Is this a culture thing or is this an HR thing?
Well, I guess it's both, Steve, really. As you know, I really care about culture, and I care about, do companies who define their culture with some core values, do they actually live by those core values? And in the case of McDonald's, and then there's the policies and procedures, which are slightly different, mm-hmm. but of course they're connected. And, I mean, the good thing in this case is that the first core value that McDonald's talk about is responsible leadership. I think it's quite clear that as an organization and a company and a board, they have shown responsible leadership here.
Yeah, because if you have a rule, and I know you've brought the actual verbiage of the rule, if you have a rule that says you can't date anybody that you supervise, well, that's a big deal.
Yes, so on the policies and procedures side, McDonald's have a clear policy, which I found on the internet, it's available there, around dating. And it specifically says about dating, you know, that a relationship where it could be compromised, right? Or at least fair decision-making could be compromised if there is a relationship, even if it's consensual, where there is reporting, indirect or direct reporting lines. And they, I think, acted on this policy.
Yeah, and for Steve Easterbrook, it's a costly mistake, or if it is a mistake, it sounds like he may have done it on purpose to a certain extent, but it's going to cost him a lot of money.
That's right. So it looks like the mistake he made, because McDonald's have a very clear policy. If you are dating, you should declare it, or if you intend to date mm-hmm. within the company, you should declare it to the human resources professional. And it looks like he didn't do that. Looks like it was something was leaked, and then the board had to do an investigation. And so, yeah, he looks bad as a result of that, which is why, again, it's always better to comply with the core values and policies and procedures. Whether you're an individual or a company, comply with, do what you say you're going to do, you know.
Even if you do comply, what is the impact of having people who you work with who are having relationships? Does that impact the culture of a company in some negative way?
Well, of course, we know it happens, and I think as you yourself said before we went on the air, Steve, people often meet their match, their mate, their life partner in the workplace, and it's just there's a clear distinction, I think, between where there is a direct reporting line that could compromise values or compromise decisions being made optimally in the favor of the organization. And most companies would say, look, if you're going to work here and you're going to subscribe to our policies and procedures and conform to our culture, you need to sign up for our definition of that.
But it can be positive in some cases. I'm sure you've seen examples of this, and with your work in examining culture and being the culture czar, are there positive stories where you have people, you know, having relationships at work and it's good for the morale?
Well, yes, of course there are. And it begins with many small businesses where even married couples or people in a relationship are actually leading a company, starting and leading small businesses. Mm-hmm. But there's a difference between that and large publicly traded companies, isn't there? And again, I think some even large public companies will tolerate that as long as there is not, like if the two individuals are working in completely different departments or completely different parts of the business. So again, there isn't that opportunity for compromise.
Because, you know, the negative part of this is let's say I'm watching a relationship happen at work between a coworker and our boss. And then all of a sudden I see our coworker getting promoted and having opportunities that I'm not getting. Well, that's where it begins, right?
And that can be the danger, can't it? Yes,
yeah.
Yes. People want to believe that that is based purely on merit and not for some other reason.
Mm-hmm. So talk to us about if we're in this situation and the company's not handling it well. What can we do as employees to make sure that we keep our culture sort of on a even keel and not freak out over something like this?
Yeah. Well, it helps, in the case of McDonald's, where really there is a very detailed policies and procedures manual. And there are hotlines and things like that for companies to follow, anonymous hotlines too. So that makes it, I think, very safe for employees to work in an environment like that, where they can simply follow written, stated policy and procedure and take access of something like a hotline.
In your work, is it better to have just an unwritten culture? I guess the question I'm asking here, when we get to see all of these different rules and regulations, do those negatively impact culture, good culture?
No. So I think the fundamental and most important thing for all employees, before you start getting to benefits like salary and healthcare and all that sort of thing, is to feel safe. And that's just not a value for an employee. That's actually a value for humans that goes back to when we were cavemen, you know. Yeah. We want to feel safe in our environment. And you know, some bad cultures, employees don't feel safe. They don't feel like they can express themselves. So the more that a culture is defined and providing safety for that employee to be themselves, to be their best, the better. So I think policies and procedures are necessary today.
The other learning moment story this week comes from Buffalo Wild Wings in the suburbs, where they had a situation with alleged employee racism. You talk about employees wanting to feel safe at work. Well, customers want to feel safe coming into a place of work too, don't they?
I love the segue. Absolutely. Yeah. Yes, that's a great point. Especially if you are a minority and perhaps and there's some history around and you're a little nervous about what the experience might be. So yes, again, in the case of Buffalo Wild Wings, what I see is that they had clearly stated values. You know, they actually state that they value customers as their number one value, and they value employees as their number two value. And then they also have documented policies and procedures that they expect employees to sign up for. So this incident occurred. It's a pretty ugly incident, frankly, for the organization, but they handled it, as far as I can see, to this point, admirably, in terms of following their own policies and procedures. They investigated and then they acted by terminating the employees that, frankly, not only made bad decisions, but didn't follow the ethical code that is stated by Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, and for those of you who are listening who haven't heard this story yet, the employees' family came in, a group of people came in, and they didn't want to sit. Another customer didn't want to sit next to this group of people because of their skin color.
Yeah.
And they were asked to move, and then eventually this other group of people left. It feels like that. Why would a group of employees feel empowered to do even that, to make that even happen?
Well, it's extraordinary, isn't it? So you do wonder. But one thing that I can say is that they weren't following company values and they weren't following company procedures. So they were out of line, and I think that they had the consequences of that. It was very distasteful the way they handled that situation. And perhaps they were bringing their own personal values to work, but that's the great thing about defining corporate values, is that when you're in the corporation, you're expected to comply with corporate values, mm-hmm. not your own personal values.
Right, right. What do you think is going on behind the scenes at Buffalo Wild Wings in the days since this is happening? Do you think there are refresher courses happening? Do you think that there's corporate-wide communications about how these policies should be handled?
Yeah, so training, of course, is a very big part of it. But as with any major corporate incident, I mean, things go wrong, right? Mm-hmm. You've got hundreds of thousands of employees, millions of employees, in the case of McDonald's, I think it is. The test of leadership is, how do you perform when an incident occurs or something goes wrong? So what I would hope Buffalo Wild Wings are doing behind the scenes is, yes, step one is investigate. Step two is take action against the employees that behaved inappropriately. Step three is they're doing something to take care of that family and that team that got out of line. They went down the street for their birthday celebration dinner. And if I was Buffalo Wild Wings, I'd be making sure there's plenty of free dinners going around for those guys to come and enjoy a positive experience at Buffalo Wild Wings. I'd probably fly into town, too. I'd go to Naperville and make sure that I, as CEO of that company, are making a point about what my values are and the corporate values that they set in the 1980s when they started this chain.
Yeah, and there are so many examples of where this kind of thing has not been handled well. Just in recent years, we've seen all kinds of cases. I'm not going to pull any out, but I think people know that there have been corporate incidents where, you know, it's dragged on for days and sometimes weeks, and publicity's gotten out of hand, and there's social media that's involved in all of that.
Absolutely, yeah.
So
yeah,
this could have gone the other way.
Well, badly. Another one that broke yesterday is Under Armour, right? Where not only their results not what they predicted they would be, but they announced that they are under an investigation for accounting practices. And it's been going on for 2 years, and now is when they're first declaring that to the public. So yes, you're right. Very often these things do get swept under the rug. People hope to hide them, but best policy is always, as soon as you got some dirty laundry in the company, is to air it and address it as quickly and show strong leadership around that.
Do the two companies, I know the stock price at McDonald's was down a little yesterday. Wild Wings, as you mentioned, has been handling this, but do the company, does especially Wild Wings, risk having this racism thing hang over their heads even after they've handled it like they've handled it?
They do risk it. So, you know, one of the members of that party went on their social platform and posted, and very quickly it had something like 4,000 interactions, you know. So yes, that's all it takes is one incident, one person posting something to really tarnish a company's relationship. But again, if they act well enough and strongly enough in favor of their culture and their stated policies, they will recover from this. But yeah, it is hard. I mean, incidents like Denny's, of course, had this an incident like this a few years ago. I think people still remember that. So yeah, to make sure it never happens is better. Training, stated policies, make sure your culture, which is defined as core values, and not just words on the wall, Steve, but really are being lived and breathed by the leadership and by everybody in the company, and by the leaders of every store in the case of Buffalo Wild Wings.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate you coming in and giving us your analysis on this morning. Any parting advice as we head off to work to improve our own cultures?
Yeah, perhaps let's finish on the note that I was just talking about, which is have a stated culture, make sure it's alive and thriving and driving the performance of the organization. And it's not just platitudes or words on a wall, which actually people are not really paying attention to.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thank you, Steve.
Will Scott, Culture Czar, author of The Culture Fix, Solving C-Suite Problems at the Ground Level.